This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for my weekly visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John, it's always great to be with you.
It's always great to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. You know, you and I always talk from time to time, usually right at the end of our conversations, about whatever is happening with the weather here in Washington. This week, the weather is the big political story. How has it really kind of ground everything to a halt here?
Yes, and people all over the country were emailing me saying, well, the Republic is a little safer because Congress can't meet. Actually, the House of Representatives was out of session. The Senate met for one day on Tuesday. Yesterday, three members of the Senate came in. That, of course, was not a quorum, and that meant that the upper house of America's Congress could not deal with the second Obama stimulus package. This includes all kinds of things ranging from a $5,000 tax credit for certain workers to more TARP money for small businesses, all of which will increase the deficit on John Q. Public's credit card. They did not consider that. And as a postscript to this, whatever happened to global warming was something that resonated on Capitol Hill yesterday. Cap-and-trade legislation is buried under the snow. And increasingly, people were saying what Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said. With all this snow coming down, where's Al Gore when you need him?
Well, John, in addition to all of that, you mentioned the jobs bill. And we know that the first time the stimulus package came around, there was virtual unanimous Republican opposition. Only three senators ended up voting for it, and one of them is now a Democrat, Arlen Specter. How's the second package being received?
A lot more skeptically right now, because, again, not even all of the money from the first stimulus package has been handed out. The results are very mixed, as you well know. And, again, people see unemployment hovering at 9, 10% at one point. More horror stories coming out, more houses dropping in terms of prices on the market. Certainly they did at Christmas. And I have to say that I think it will pass by sheer weight of numbers, but I think the Senate and the House will look at it a bit more skeptically, and insults will fly like shrapnel in the debate.
We're hearing a lot about a bipartisan dialogue. Will we see a second jobs bill actually get passed?
No. Republicans are feeling their proverbial oats. Scott Brown's election has electrified the Republicans, and indeed they are now looking possibly at winning the seat of the late John Murtha and very possibly a seat in Hawaii that used to include the residents of one Barack Obama. That kind of stuff is going to make lawmakers a bit more skittish and embolden those on the other side to say, let's wait or let's start from the beginning.
John, you alluded to a major political story that also took place this week, and that's the passing of Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman John Murtha. A lot of different people with different political persuasions have the very distinct opinions about Murtha. How will he be remembered for you?
Well, as was the case with former Congressman Charlie Wilson of Texas, you try to remember the good in him, and you tend to personalize people that you saw from afar or reported on from afar. In the case of John Murtha, what I think most was, and it's a sign that I'm not getting any younger, I remember his very first election to Congress. He was the first Vietnam veteran to serve in the House of Representatives just as Vietnam had ended its association with the United States and was trying to stand on its own. The rest of the story is a bit sadder. John Murtha won a seat that had been Republican for many years. With help from redistricting and being a Prince of Pork, he made it Democratic. He was virtually unbeatable, even as charges about his ethics were out there for more than 30 years. That said, it will be most interesting to see what happens when this Prince of Pork, this powerful figure back home, is no longer on the political scene. Will Republicans pick up the seat as they did when another powerful figure died, Ted Kennedy?
Very quick follow-up to a name you also mentioned there who died this week, John. Charlie Wilson, immortalized recently in a film about his support for the Mujahideen against the Soviets in Afghanistan about 30 years ago. Real quickly, your thoughts on him.
Charlie Wilson was one of the last of a brand of Democrats who were solid on national defense. The country and fighting communism in the Cold War came first with him, and yet he generally came down on the liberal side of domestic issues. For my part, I last saw him when he was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last year. He was the toast of the event as the movie came out that featured his role in arming the Afghanistan freedom fighters, and typically he was wearing a white dinner jacket. And yes, I might add, as a very young man on Capitol Hill, I was well aware of how it was a choice assignment to walk past his office in Capitol Hill with all the young ladies dressed as if they were going out to dinner that night. They were known on the Hill as Charlie's Angels.
John, a couple more comings and goings in Congress. There aren't a lot of nuclear physicists working on Capitol Hill, and we're about to have one fewer now that Michigan Republican Vern Ehlers, who represents Grand Rapids, is going to call it quits after eight terms.
I've known Vern Ehlers since he was elected to Congress 18 years ago, and before that I reported on his election to the state Senate, which kept Republicans in control. My wife has known him for more than a quarter century. More of a moderate establishment Republican, like his famous predecessor, Gerald Ford, but generally well-liked by members, and as bright as he was, he never acted any different than anyone. His seat in Grand Rapids, an area that is historically Republican and where the influence of the Christian Reformed Church is felt, will stay in Republican hands. The question is, which of his successors will get the Republican nomination, and will they be more conservative than the center-right Mr. Ehlers?
And so there's two major figures from West Michigan in the House that won't be back next year, Vern Ehlers and Pete Hoekstra, with Hoekstra running for governor. Another seat that's going to be open, John, but also not expected to switch parties, out in Los Angeles, as Diane Watson hangs it up.
Yes, it's interesting. With the figures you've given, 17 Republicans and 13 Democrats are retiring. Again, with Diane Watson, it seems strange. She's only been in a short time, about 10 years. And in fact, I was in Los Angeles during the special election in which she triumphed and went to Washington. She definitely represented the left, like her colleague and friend Maxine Waters from Southern California, but was a lot quieter than Congresswoman Waters. Her seat will stay Democratic and most likely with an African-American.
Very quickly, John, about 30 seconds left. The U.S. obviously dealing with record deficits and record debt. A big problem in Europe also with Greece.
Yes, although again, Great Britain has the largest percentage of its GDP as debt, 12%. Greece is less than that, but Greece appears to be the first country in the world that may default. It's interesting to note that the natural response would be that the International Monetary Fund steps in, but yet if that is the case, that's going to cast some severe doubts on the stability of the European Union. And hence we see individual countries, Spain, France, and Germany, talking about bailing out their neighbor Greece. It's interesting to note that the new prime minister, socialist George Papandreou, remains popular and trusted through his country's worst economic crisis ever.
John, we've got to run. As always, great to have you with us.
Great to be here as I dig myself out and I look at the snowmen, including the Obama snowman built by Senator Jim Inhofe and his family. I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.